Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are usually positively on the floor. We'd be at the Tampa Convention Center right now. I was telling Luke we'd be out at Hat Tricks, probably having a beer and some chicken fingers after the show, but instead we're doing it all on Zoom. Otis Anderson, who we've seen in previous years roaming the radio row. Otis, this Zoom thing, it's not the same as the touch and, you know, and all that good stuff, but it's great to have football champions on at any time. And certainly I was talking about how much fun we had in Tampa 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
You have a similar story from 30 years ago, don't you?
Yeah, I tell you what, the 30 years have gone by so fast. It's kind of hard to believe that it's been 30 years, but based on what we're seeing and what we're experiencing, you go like, wow, it's amazing. But Whitney Houston 30 years ago sang the greatest national anthem ever.
I don't know, man. I thought Lady Gaga did a pretty nice job.
Oh,
she's sort of moving in now.
Way.
I mean,
no way, Stack. No way.
There's no argument. You can't argue against Whitney and the Super Bowl that you were through. You know, did you guys have a reunion? Did you do a Zoom? Because the Ravens like to bring the players in and do all that stuff. And in New York, they won a couple championships as well. They did a Zoom get together on the anniversary the other night. And I had Jack Del Rio on a little while ago. Just said it was, you know, once you're a part of that, you're always a part of that, right?
Yeah, you are. And no, we didn't do a Zoom Super Bowl reunion. Some of us, you know, got together on our own and called each other and kind of laugh and talk about what went on and where we were when the kick was made, you know, was missed rather. And you know, it just kind of reminisce about the whole season, how, you know, when Sims got hurt and Hostella came in and it was the Buffalo game that he got hurt. It was also the Buffalo game that Rodney Hampton went out and the two backup guys came in, and here they were again facing the two backup guys in Super Bowl 25. So we laugh about those times.
You know, we were talking about this 2-3 weeks ago because the Ravens played the Bills, right? So, and I have some Bills friends in my life. And, of course, you remember when you were running around with the Cardinals, we didn't have a football team around here, right? Like playing games, Memorial Stadium, Baltimore was off the docket for a long stretch of your career, right? And, you know, my friend was a Bills fan. I remember being in his living room and watching that kick. I think you probably had a better seat, right? But did you have your eyes open or what were you doing at that point?
You know what? I was looking at the sideline of Mar Levy, Andre Reed, and James Lofton holding hands, and they really told me what went on. I didn't know.
You watched them.
I watched them because when the kick went off, their hands got going up like this here, and then I saw them just drop like in dismay, and I kind of looked back up and I caught the ball drifting off to the right, and that's when I found out that they missed it. And then Disney was standing behind me yelling, if he missed the field goal, you're the MVP. And on the other side of the field, they were telling Thurman, if he makes it, you're the MVP. So Disney had both sides covered on that one.
Well, I tell you what, it's a pleasure to have you on. I'm sorry we're not at the Super Bowl. Like, you know, Tampa's got such good energy for me,
yes.
Right? And the memories and we're all. But this COVID thing, you know, you're up in New Jersey right now. I guess you're under a couple feet of snow here. A little different than maybe the junk it would have been going down and maybe having some stone crabs after the show tonight, right?
Absolutely. And what I feel bad for a lot of first-year players who are in the Super Bowl not really getting the true experience of what Super Bowl is all about. Because, you know, as you said, you got the fans coming from out of town, from teams who are in it, and being with Tampa to be fans locally. But just having that whole feeling and knowing that you're going to be tailgating and all the things that go with that, and you had the NFL experience. So you're missing all of that, at least the fans are as well, are missing all of that. And then you're going to have 22,000 people in the stand. And 75 of that 22,000 is first responders. So I'm happy for that and for them. But it's just so different now. The Super Bowl is, again, it's almost like it's played virtually because kind of how we're going to see a lot of the commercials and just all the things that would have brought a lot of us alumni players back to the fold of reuniting, playing golf together, just hanging around in Tampa. Going to Ybor City, baby.
Get a cigar. Big fat one, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, where else can I go on Radio Row running to you, seeing Lawrence Taylor? Or, you know, I've had Carson over the year. You know, I mean, all the legendary players come together. I think this will whet the appetite we get this thing together in L.A. I think the league will have L.A. figured out next year. What do you think?
I believe so. And I believe it's going to be bigger and better. And they're going to have more time to do it. But again, it all depends on how we do it with this vaccine and making sure that we're keeping people healthy and safe. So we can continue to do that. Then I think that the next Super Bowl can be even more exciting and bigger and better.
I love Super Bowl MVP Otis Anderson joining us here. But you know, you talk about medical and vaccines and where we all are. You're here on behalf of something that's sort of near and dear to me. My wife is type one diabetic. Okay. Was diagnosed at 19. She's also a 2-time cancer survivor and bone marrow transplant. My wife's hit it all. But the diabetes thing, type one, type two. A lot of folks don't know the differences. I wouldn't have known if I hadn't married a diabetic. Yeah. And I know you here and everybody has a cause, Super Bowl week. You're here on behalf of Novo Nordisk and type 2 diabetes. Yeah. Give me a little framework for where your life and your health is.
Well, you know, being a type 2 diabetic is, you know, you got to constantly, you know, watch yourself and what you're eating. You try to exercise a lot more. It's really manageable if you do all the right things because, you know, diabetes doesn't take a day off. It's constantly there. And, you know, with COVID-19, having diabetes and being with obesity are some of the causes of diabetes. You know, it puts us at a higher risk of developing COVID-19. So we have to definitely be careful, and we got to do the things that they talk about with COVID-19. You know, stay 6 feet away from one another, wash your hands, and keep away from your face. You know, and just be proactive. You know, by exercising, because if you don't exercise, you know, you get what they call the COVID-20 and the COVID-30, and that's why that excess weight that you're gaining put you in a bad situation to be obese. And that's why the NFL Alumni Association and Novo Nordisk paired together to bring this program called Huddle Up, Let's Talk Obesity. And it's such a great cause because we are both concerned about weight gain and obesity being some of the causes for diabetes. So to have the NFL alumni to charm in and you know, and Novo Nordisk has been doing this for years about, you know, dealing with diabetes and also weight gain and obesity. So it just was a perfect match to have these two come together.
Well, I love having you guys stop by and talk about all of these. A lot of times men's health issues or just human health issues. I think we've all been impacted by this. You know, not being able to go out and move around and do the things we're used to doing. Mm-hmm. And in Iraq, I mean, human beings are brought together. I mean, we're seeing that this week where we're not together again with something I've done for 27 years. You know, for your health and for your age and where you are, for football players along the spectrum, for all these years, I've seen a lot of players come back with a lot of health challenges, you know, that the game, you know, provides. And then there's the downside of what happens, you know, on the other end of this. I think the league has really kind of stepped up with a lot of the alumni as well as the alumni organizations. I work with Matt Stover and Kyle Richardson here. We now have a Ravens alumni. We've been in the league 25 years. Right. We used to have the old Colts alums here with Bruce Laird, who I know was a big part of all this. But fighting for what you guys are about and having a better quality of life, at, you know, post 50, let's say, when you know, the legendary stuff is there, but the body breaks down.
Yeah, you know what happens too is the fact that, you know, we still feel that we're that great athlete. You know, we were once one of the elite of the elite as far as conditioning and staying in shape, and you look at that and you take pride to that, and also you go through a period of denial. You don't want to believe that you are capable of attaining these illness, and you don't believe the fact that, you know, you gain that much weight. Like when I was over 330 pounds, and I didn't know. And I said to my friends all the time, how come you guys never told me I was that heavy? They said, we thought you knew. So having the relationship with doctors and making sure that you come up with some kind of regimen of exercise, because those are things that are going to help you. And if we can just get past that, because, you know, as the general, men, we just don't talk about our health. We kind of stay away from that because we feel like that's a curse, you know, or something. Like women, they go to the doctor all the time. Men, we very seldom go. So for us to understand that it's okay to go to the doctor, talk to your doctor, establish a relationship, and just try to find some balance in your life. If you can do that, then you can deal with everything. Like with me, with type 2 diabetes, that's how I deal. I got balance. I do exercise. I watch what I eat, and I try to control my weight because, you know, your weight is your A1C total of what diabetes is all about.
How long ago were you diagnosed?
Oh, I got this in about, I'm 64 now, believe it or not. Just turned 64 in January.
Almost eligible for the shot.
I know. One more, baby. I'm fighting for it. I'm fighting for it. I'm even trying to lie and say I'm actually 65. But Yeah, back in my 50s, that's when I realized.
Okay.
It started 45. Symptoms started 45. Like, for instance, I started to notice that my skin, like as I put lotion on my skin, it still appeared to be ashy. So it started back when I was about 45, 47 was when I started noticing. Then I noticed I started having kind of weak vision a little bit. But I thought that was contributing to old age. You know, as you get older, you do lose your eyesight.
I know. I'm 52, Otis.
Yeah, there you go. And then you start to notice different things. But that's why it's important to have a relationship with your doctor so you can go and get checked out and, you know, and get this stuff under control before it become a real big problem.
Well, let's keep you healthy on behalf of our friends at Novo Nordisk and keeping people aware of type 2 diabetes. And, of course, I always ask this question. I had Coach on last week as one of our partners here on behalf of Living Classrooms. I said, you know, you won that game. You're a champion. You're an MVP. How did it change your life all these years later?
Just having the fans to constantly thank you. You know, you get that constant thank you from fans for winning and, you know, fans are saying, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to see another one again. You know, those kind of thank yous. Because, you know, we did it, and then we did it two more times after that. But you just don't know how many times you're going to do it. But just having the fans to congratulate me on my success as a player, and I played the game for them, and that's how they feel.
A lot of special people in the, made up in those Giants teams, including Ernie Accorsi from Baltimore, Maryland.
Ernie Accorsi,
yeah, absolutely. And George Baltimore, too. I got to give two Baltimore guys, got to give them some love as part
job.
Of that Giants
yep.
family. Hey, and Landetta, I got to get Landetta in there. I mean, I make sure everybody,
that's right?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I appreciate your time. I hope to see you next year somewhere out in L.A. under a palm tree, you know, eating some sushi or something. All right?
I'm going to hold you to that one.
I got you. I appreciate you. Super Bowl MVP from Super Bowl 25, Otis Anderson here on behalf of Novo Nordisk and talking some type 2 diabetes as well as some championship memories 30 years ago for them,
good,
20 years ago for us, and I'm 3 years away from the next championship with the Joe Flacco team as well. Baltimore, New York, we've got a lot of champions around here, Otis.
Yes, sir.
We are not in Tampa. I wish we were down on the Radio Row down the Convention Center. And next week, I think we're going to present some greatest hits from all of our years with Hall of Famers and Super Bowl champions. We are WNSD.net, AM 1570, the anti-Radio Row week here for Super Bowl 55.